Hello, welcome to A Screenwriter's Secret Diary podcast. This is the podcast where we don't lie. We tell the truth about what really is going on behind the scenes of making movies and working in Hollywood. If you're new here, I started this podcast because I was tired of seeing content that made it seem like it's super easy to break into Hollywood and that you can achieve it and anyone can achieve it, or it's impossible to break in, don't even try, and here's why. I don't agree with these types of content. It's extreme and they hide behind their successes and I act like either anyone can achieve it or act like no one can achieve it. Anyway, I just want to tell you the truth based on my own experiences, my business partners' experiences, my friends' experiences, and give you an accurate picture of what to expect if you want to move to Hollywood and become something in this industry. Or if you're already here and you want some more tea, whatever it may be. I want to talk about this insane gatekeeping in Hollywood that no one ever accurately talks about. And I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of people, content creators who are also seasoned screenwriters. So we already know the nepotism and how you probably can't enter for a very long time unless you are born to a certain type of family who can push you through all the people waiting in line and get you to the front, get you in front of the right people who can kickstart your career. As you can see from my accent, I'm not from the US, so when I moved here, I knew zero people in the industry. I also knew not many people from the US. I don't think I knew anyone from the US before I moved here. Anyway, currently I'm in the indie filmmaking world. I sometimes have clients from the non-indie world, but I stay as a non-WGA member because no WGA member ever tried to hire me, unfortunately. And that's also something I want to talk about. It's not just the nepotism or lack of network that's keeping you from breaking into the industry and becoming a star at what you do, earn money doing something you like, so on and so forth. It's also these weird rules that block your way. And all these rules are like the classic chicken and the egg conundrum. So even though I've been a screenwriter based in Los Angeles for over 6 years now, literally making my life through screenwriting and nothing else because I'm on a no-one visa, if you listen to episode 2, I'm still kept outside the WGA. I tried, don't get me wrong. I asked via email, we talked on the phone. I know a lot of WGA writers. I actually joined the strike even. I supported them all along. I stopped working. I didn't contact anyone. Obviously, WGA, like, even if I'm an indie writer, I want to be in the WGA in the future. So I respect everything that they do. But the answers I got about breaking in was you have to be referred by a WGA approved producer or a production company. So I want to read something from the WGA page. And also this is in the WGA's email reply to one of my emails. So it says, the WGA West is a labor union. We represent writers in the areas of feature film, television, and new media. Eligibility for membership is based upon written work completed, but not necessarily produced, under contract of employment or upon the sale or option of previously unpublished and unproduced literary material. The employment, sale, or option must be with the production company signatory to the applicable WGA collective bargaining agreement and must be within the jurisdiction of the WGA. A contract with a company that is not a signatory to the WGA agreement is outside our jurisdiction and thus not applicable towards membership. So as you can see, you cannot become a WGA member unless you have secured a job with a production company that can only work with WGA members. If they want to work with you, they have to tell WGA that they will work with you and then you can become a member. But you know, those types of production companies, now here's how we're going to talk about the chicken and the egg conundrum. Those types of production companies won't read your screenplay unless you have an agent or a manager that can refer you to them. Only if you have a representation, they might get a meeting for you with those production companies. So then you can become a WGA member. But do you know what you need for those agents and managers to meet you and take you seriously? Yeah, you have to have one of those said production companies interested in you. You see how they're holding those gates closed and guard those gates with their lives? It's like to become a WGA member, you have to have one of those big production companies interested to work with you. And to have that, you have to have an agent or a manager. But to have an agent or a manager, you have to have a production company interested in you. And to get into the WGA, you have to have a production company interested in you. It's just like, it's a three-sided gate that is all closed for new writers and who are not born into this industry. So you see how they're holding those gates closed and guard those gates with their lives. You see how hard it is to actually break in. You know how hard they make it. And they don't tell you that. No, they don't. They don't tell you that until you learn it yourself after moving here and wasting so much time, resources, and money to go after your dreams. And this gatekeeping is in all areas of Hollywood. You want to become a cinematographer? You have similar gatekeepers. You want to be a director? Good luck. You have to get an Oscar first, apparently. I'm referencing the previous episode if you haven't listened to it. Or if you want to be an actor or an actress, there's even more gatekeeping. Although for some reason, my actress friends have been thriving since we graduated from the same school. No, they did not have any nepotism. They just found smaller agencies who got them little gigs and they got started very small. But for writers, for some reason, it's so hard to start small. But there are also other actor friends I have who are struggling, and they also talk about how gatekeeping works. So I guess there are some people that slip in from the gates, but how many can we count? And question, why do those people's stories get glamorized, but we don't hear much about the story of a nepo baby or story of people who were born to this? It's because their story is not that interesting. You know, daddy opened the door for them. Sure. By the way, side note, I'm not feeling a certain way about nepotism. I don't want to, like, it is bad, but I don't want to be the one complaining about it, especially because in a certain industry in where I'm from, I was a nepo baby. My job was ready. I already know the top of top people due to my family. But I just didn't want to work in that industry, even though I studied and got trained for that industry. But my dream was to become a writer. Just a side note. I get how daddy opening the door for you feels like, so I don't say it in a certain way, and I don't mean it in a bad way. So daddy opened the door for them, so that's not so interesting, but the nobody who broke in out of nowhere is interesting. And we hear those types of stories more because that also supports the industry and economy by making a bunch of people move to California and try to break in. Because if they did it, you can too, right? That's what they want you to think. But there's more people here who couldn't do it than people who did it. I also don't like the fact that it looks like these people made it overnight, an overnight success. There is no such a thing. These people work day and night. I listened to this screenwriter's story a long time ago. She didn't even move to California at first to break in or anything. She just kept writing while having a job on the side. She was also a wife and a mother. And she put in writing time. Like every night she wrote multiple screenplays over the years. One of them attracted a certain manager in California, and boom, she's in. Her life has changed. So it's never an overnight success. There's a lot of work behind it. But for some reason, they don't show that. There's a lot of work behind it that they don't glamorize. I wanted to make this episode and talk about the reality to remind you that, one, yes, it is possible. You can definitely do it if you work for it for years and years. Two, but it's a full-on commitment that you have to make. You have to commit your life, time, resources, energy, everything to it. For example, living in the US as an international and being on an artist visa, you leave your entire family behind. And you know, over the years, I've been here for 6 years. Over the years, people die of old age and you're still here trying. But it's weird because you could have been back there with your family. Where I'm trying to go with this is there's a lot of sacrifice involved, and usually people don't talk about it. They make it seem like it's easy, but they also make it seem like it's a little bit hard, so it feels like a prize. So that's what I mean. There's a lot of media that is trying to lure you here, and I just want to get the reality out there and let you know before you come here, or if you're already here and you started, I want to talk about it a little bit more. And also, let me know what you think. So if you have any doubt in you, don't start. If you think you'll get bored of getting 100 no's or maybe more and you can't handle it, then don't start. It's not worth your mental health and energy. And it's coming from a person who got 200 no's and 2-3 yeses, okay? So it's a lot of work. I think out of at least 150 people I met through the beginning of my journey, who also moved here around the same time as me with similar dreams, there's only 6 of us left here in Los Angeles. They all went back to where they came from. Some back to their states, some back to their countries, and moved on with their lives. Because once you move here, you realize that California dream or the American dream is, it's either never viable or it's no longer. That's all I'm gonna say. It died. And as you can see, there are so many gatekeepers that weave this web of confusion. It's chicken and the egg conundrum, and they're holding those gates closed to anyone who's not already born into Hollywood. At least that's my experience, and a lot of people in Hollywood, even those who made it, would agree with me. I hope it was helpful, and this is all, again, just my experience. I don't want to make you feel a certain way about your dreams. If you're really dreaming, please come here and show your work. But also keep these in mind that they don't want you to break in. Even those managers and agents who are looking for a new writer. Yeah, I met all of those people. I really did. Like, over the past 6 years, maybe I met 300 managers and agents and producers from Apple TV, from Netflix, from certain production companies that are connected to Warner Brothers and Universal. And they really don't want anyone new coming in, especially if you don't have the chicken and the egg conundrum figured out. Like, I don't know how you're gonna break in. You have to figure that chicken and the egg conundrum. That's all I'm saying. I hope this was helpful for you to understand the behind the scenes of Hollywood. And stay tuned for the next episode.